Nard is, he's a sex beast over there is what they call him on the streets.
I don't know, anybody who would
Got like a lot of wounds and stuff.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah, but you know, that's from all the women.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Yeah, I would never touch anybody with as many band-aids as he has.
Yeah,
he has a lot.
I don't know why any woman would touch
him. You think, like, you can't judge that, especially the way you look.
I can judge what I want.
you are disgusting.
Yeah, I don't have band-aids. He doesn't have band-aids all over
him. Band-aids are a lot cooler than your skin tags.
He's just a little bit of a bigger...
Look at my neck.
I don't believe he's not Daniel. He's not Daniel.
I'm not Daniel. I don't have skin tags.
He's not Daniel.
I don't know.
Yeah, I've seen it. He's not Daniel.
Okay.
He's not.
I'm not.
He's not.
Far
you have
from.
To be fair.
I just all
you
fat have people to be have fair. Skin tags.
No.
No, not all
you
fat
thought,
guys.
Oh,
have
some
fat
of us guys had skin tags.
Some of us wash our necks.
Now, let's not be sexist. I thought all fat
How's
people,
that sexist?
Like women and men, had skin tags.
Then
how do you get skin tags?
There's not one.
He doesn't have any.
Well, you can, like if your skin's rubbing together. And as you get older, you get older, you can get. That's why a lot of old men have skin tags around their collar.
It's just a lot of skinny people don't have
around
it.
Their collar.
Yeah, around the collar is a very common place for skin tags as you get older.
Is their collar too tight?
I don't know. It's just rubbing on it. Age. I don't know.
Number two, like Daniel used to get staph infections from haircuts.
Oh, true.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what happens when you get a haircut for $8.
Well, that's when you get a hooker haircut.
Yeah, yeah. And then you complain about staph infection.
Well, the exact cause of skin tags is unknown, and there are likely to be both lifestyle and genetic causes. Some people develop them for no reason. You are more likely to get skin tags in an area where the skin tends to rub against each other, which would be the reason why somebody larger may get a skin tag.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It's just rude, though, that Nard sees a fat person and he thinks automatically they have skin tags all over their body.
I just assume they do, like places where you can't see them.
Well, commonly,
like, imagine how rude this dude is.
He's very rude.
Skin tags are located where the skin rubs against skin or clothing.
Oh.
So frequently they develop on the neck, underarms, and eyelids.
So why wouldn't they get it around their underwear?
He's just
they
such
do.
A douchebag.
Okay.
Yeah, in fact, as well as other body folds, such as breasts and the groin area.
Do they get it underneath the breast?
They can.
Wow.
I don't know, man. Go watch a YouTube video.
I'm just asking questions.
I mean, he really is kind of mean.
Yeah.
I mean,
no doubt.
Skin tags are kind of ugly.
Chris just pointed out that, you know, a girl probably don't want to hook up with a guy that's wearing 14 bandages.
Yeah.
And, you know, Nard's like, oh, yeah, well, you got skin tags, but he doesn't.
Yeah, but he just assumed because he's
It's just
because
he's a bigger guy.
He's a plus-size prince.
Can you imagine what his, like, downstairs smells like because he doesn't shower?
He doesn't stink.
No, I
really?
Don't. I used to, but...
Yeah.
You used to?
I used to during the divorce. I just gave up all hope on
Chris
life.
Chris isn't a bad
looking
guy.
You gave up all hope on buying new clothes, too.
No, I just know what I'm comfortable in.
Well, he's a dad.
I don't get hand-me-downs.
He has two kids. Yeah. He has two boys.
I know, but like...
He's not going to be buying himself clothes.
He looks like a truck driver when he comes walking
in. He doesn't care. He's a dad.
I don't care.
He's married.
Yeah, he should care.
I don't care.
And this is a professional environment.
It's not.
Look at you.
I look great. I could be
that jacket's pretty legit.
Yeah,
I
thank
like
you.
That.
Yeah, you're
what
welcome.
What jacket is that? Is that one of those I gave you?
Yeah, it is.
We're not on radio to sit here to have to wear certain stuff.
Yeah.
That's why we got in radio.
Tell me about it. But you guys talk about my junk all the time. And that has nothing to do with outfits.
Only after you brag.
So that
you brag.
I do want to point that out, that people say that we're mean to you, but you do brag about yourself a lot, and we feel that we need to knock you down
knock
a peg
me down.
Or two.
Why can't a guy have confidence in this place, being single?
Yeah, but we can't have you lying, saying you have
a
10-incher.
A guy can have confidence. You can't.
Why? No, that's ridiculous.
You don't have a 10-incher.
I do.
Yeah. You do not.
I do.
You do not.
Like, it looks huge.
You have
huge.
STDs.
I literally looked at the photo and videos that I did, and I was like, wow, that looks
did
great.
Did you look at a tape measure?
That would ruin the moment.
Okay, will you let Derek measure
ruin
it?
The moment.
I'm not excited right now.
I know, but what
I'd
if
have
we
to really, like...
Okay, let's bring
like,
in
let
a
me
fluffer.
Tease, like, let me tease myself for, like, 3 days, so it really gets the...
3 days?
Because, like...
All right, so on Monday...
Okay, yeah.
We'll measure. It'll be measure it Monday.
I'll start teasing today.
All right, and then we'll measure it on Monday.
Okay.
Derek will measure
it. That's how you try to finagle it?
No, it's not. It, like, the longer I go, the bigger it gets.
Okay.
Like, it's, all right. Yeah, it's crazy.
We'll throw it in the tees over the weekend.
Yeah. All right.
I'm telling you. It's
find out how big Nard is Monday.
Monday morning. That's an appointment setter right there.
Chris, no joke. Like, you should try it as much as you like sex and as much as you like porn. You should tease yourself, not get to the, and you'll see how
it's
much.
It's called edging, yes.
You will love it. As much as you like it.
Nard swears by it.
No, I started doing this. Yes.
Okay.
I think I invented it.
Well, Nard, he also
edges
buffets.
Where have you been when I've been on the platform?
He drives up there. Walks up to the buffet, looks at it, and then walks away. That's how he's gotten skinny.
It
he's edging with buffets, too. He says he's doing it with food.